Now we want to head to Los Angeles International Airport, which has been the scene of demonstrations against President Trump's efforts to restrict entry to the U.S. by people from certain countries. At airports around the country, family and friends have been gathering to greet loved ones who had been kept out due to the new restrictions. And protesters with very different views are also gathering. NPR's Nathan Rott is at LAX now to tell us what's going on there. He's on the line now. Nate, thanks so much for joining us. What's the scene there?
Well, it's loud, as you might be able to hear, and it's quite the sight for incoming travelers. I'm outside of the Tom Bradley International Airport. That's where thousands of people come in, into, and out of every day. A lot of them have been taking pictures and gawking. That's what's going on. You're right. There's essentially two loud groups that are here that have gathered outside of the terminal, one in favor of President Trump and the travel ban, chanting America first, make America safe, stuff like that. And another far larger group that's holding welcome home signs and chanting things like no ban, no wall, America is meant for all. There's been some shouting back and forth between the two groups, but the protests have been fairly peaceful to this point. There's a sizable police presence here that's helping keep it that way.
I take it that the atmosphere is rather different than it was last week when people started gathering at airports all around the country, apparently spontaneously in reaction to the travel restrictions which had just been signed in or had just been delivered the night before.
Absolutely. It's smaller from the people that I've talked to here, and you've got people on the pro-Trump side that are obviously disappointed in the decision. They feel like it's misplaced. I talked to a guy named Wes Parker, who's from Long Beach, that's not too far from here, and he said he felt like the ban made him safer, and he was holding out hope that it would quickly be reinstated. On the other side, people were excited, obviously, that some people are going to be allowed back into the country or into the country. Nobody that I talked to considered this to be a knockout punch, so to speak. They know that this is a temporary restraining order and that the White House has promised to fight it. And so people have said that they're going to keep protesting out here until it is gone.
Do we have any sense of whether anybody who was turned away by the ban last week has started to arrive at the airport? Very briefly, if you would, you only have about 45 seconds.
Yeah, we don't know. I don't know personally. I talked to an immigrants' rights attorney who told me that one green card holder, from Syria came through earlier, but that was the only person who'd been affected by this ban that's come through so far to her knowledge. Bear in mind, this temporary restraining order was put in place last night for a lot of the affected countries, and it's a long flight or series of flights from Africa or the Middle East where these affected countries are. So it's likely that more people will be arriving in the coming days. I did speak with a spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security here, and he said when those people do arrive, it will be business as normal, and they'll be treated just like anyone else coming through customs.
That's NPR's Nathan Rott. He's in Los Angeles at what you can hear is a pretty feisty demonstration going on all around him. Nate, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.